What's more, these disciplined leaders stood out because their habits and practices aligned to their belief, and that made them exceptional. Today, while there are many leaders who know deep down they should value this asset above all others, they don't do it. That's because their activities don't align with this mindset. Consequently, their habits and practices often tell a very different story about what they value most. Case in point, since 1960, MAP has helped accelerate sustained growth and development for over 15,000 organizations and 170,000 business leaders nationwide. When our consultants begin working with our clients, they often ask these leaders, "What's your business's most important asset?" Right on cue, they usually respond, "Our people." Most everyone gets it. People are the vital asset. Then, our consultants dig deeper. What percent of your budget do you allocate to develop your people? Silent, the clients usually respond with a wide-eyed stare. Breaking the awkwardness of the moment, the consultant next asks, "Well, how much are you planning to spend on products or equipment?" At this point, most executives immediately pipe up, stating a specific number or at least a close estimate. They easily recall how much money they've allocated for the new phone system, facilities, computers, copy machines, the tangible things of business.